This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And we're back here on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Going to look over at the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We got a text from 7662. He says, Paul Skeens and Joe Burrow, topical, are afflicted with what I call, quote, Archie Manning syndrome, all-world players on crap teams. Now, I can get on board with the Archie Manning comparison in the sense that, yes, Archie didn't have any help, and there's no questioning. He was a all-time great, I don't know, great player. Yes, absolutely. Like, he should have been, they should have won a lot more games if they had put a team around him. Joe Burrow, I have a hard time lumping in there, because to me, Joe Burrow is the new Drew Brees. And I wouldn't put Drew Brees in the category of Paul Skeens, even though there were those 7-9 seasons and years where no one questioned that Drew Brees was one of the top, whatever you want to say, quarterbacks in football, whether it's top one, top two, top three. He was somewhere in that range, and it was the defense that let him down. The offense was still good. You know, Joe Burrow's like that right now. Like, Joe Burrow, they got to a Super Bowl. They didn't win it. But, you know, you're talking about a team that just can't get over the hump. The Pirates are next-level terrible. Like, the Pirates are so bad that the best pitcher in baseball cannot sniff a winning record. You're losing games 1-0. You know, like, they had O'Neill Cruz in the home run derby yesterday. You know, he's got, what, 18 home runs on the season. You know, were they all solo home runs? Like, it's remarkable that they are unable to win games with Paul Skeens. And yes, he only pitches once every 5 days, but you should at least win the games he pitches. Like, Garrett Crochet is probably a good example. I wouldn't say Garrett Crochet is on the same tier as Paul Skeens. They were both all-stars. Garrett Crochet has been fantastic with the Red Sox. He was fantastic last year for the White Sox on the worst team in baseball. They traded him away. Like, it's got to be a bummer to be a Pirates fan.
So, Baseball Reference wins above replacement for Paul Skeens this season, 4.8. That calculates everything about his numbers, whether that be the ERA, the WHIP, the home runs allowed, the strikeouts per innings pitch, the strikeouts total. It just throws it all into a big old glop and said, this is how good this player is above a replacement level player.
Yeah, it's like a league average player.
Correct. Right. So Paul Skeens, 4.8, which is fantastic for a starting pitcher that only plays once every five games. That is higher than his wins on the season. Yeah. He is 4-8 with the Pittsburgh Pirates. To your point, the Pirates are a disaster. I mean, we've talked about this ad nauseum at this point because Paul Skeens, he is just putting up fantastic year after fantastic year. And we said this off air, kind of similar to what you saw from like a Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, these unbelievable talents that just kind of rot away on a garbage team and a bad organization in the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think that the Bengals have a lot of issues going back to the Burrow point. I don't think they're as bad as the Pirates necessarily, but I mean, Joe Burrow is another great example of a fantastic player that's, you know, he didn't sniff the playoffs last year despite having an MVP season.
Yeah, they were close.
They didn't.
They missed on a tiebreaker.
They missed the playoffs.
Oh, sure.
Despite him having an MVP type of season.
Yeah.
Which is really, really upsetting for Bengal fans. And so they're in a bad spot. And you pay, you know, your wide receivers, your defense is not going to get any better, which is the major reason that you missed the playoffs in the first place last year.
Right.
But, like, it's two fantastic talents that are in similar spots because they're not making the postseason. So it's upsetting for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I just think when you get to a Super Bowl, that invalidates, like, comparing someone to Archie Manning or what Paul Skeens is. I just think, you know, you look at, like, as a Pirates fan, which I assume they have fans, right? I assume people go to the games. I assume people buy jerseys. But it's got to be weird to know already in, what, year two of a superstar talent, a guy that, you know, you should be able to build a franchise around, he's not going to be there in 8 years. Like, he's gonna either get traded or sign somewhere else, a massive deal in free agency. Like, it's got to be annoying to know that already. Like, they're just not going to be able to build a team around him.
Right. And our friends over at SpotTrack have this, are on top of this, Jeff. The total payroll for some of these organizations in the MLB, 1 to 30. The Pirates come in at number 27. They are one of five teams in Major League Baseball joining the Tampa Bay Rays, the Chicago White Sox, the Athletics. I guess they're Sacramento Athletics right now because they're not Vegas yet.
Yeah, it looks like they're playing at a high school field.
It's ridiculous. And then the Miami Marlins as the only teams to not break $100 million in payroll for a total team salary in the 2025 season. They're among those teams. And you have a generational unicorn pitching talent in Paul Skeens, and they have the money to spend. They just don't do it. And that's why you see Paul Skeens go out every single performance. He puts on a show. And the offense doesn't give him any run support, and he ends up picking up a loss. So, once again, the Pittsburgh Pirates ranking at number 27 with an $89 million total team payroll, which is among the worst teams in the MLB. So, you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they're a mess. They refuse to spend money. And like kind of Kendall Rogers had mentioned there, them drafting a couple top-end pitching talents, I think probably tells you that they're not expecting to keep Paul Skeens long-term.
It's so crazy. But that's where you are. Baseball is weird, man. And if you don't spend money, you get money. And that's what the Pirates are doing. They want that luxury tax coming back to them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.